Well, thank you very much, Ewan McBain. I'm Bernard John.
Hello.
And we are here to do an interview for the Caldecott Oral Histories project, and to try to cover, well, really the things you want to talk about. But I mean, I will come in with some prompts for the conversation, as a conversation. As we go through. So I begin with, where were you born?
I was born in the Royal Gwent in Newport in 1999. I've lived in Undy all my life.
That's interesting. And we will come on to it, but Undy, as far as you're concerned, is within the Caldecott's catchment area.
Yes.
For you, it is.
Yes. It's a not so small village. That isn't too far from Caldecott. It's obviously expanded over the years as industry has sprung up and jobs have been needed and so on.
So tell me something about your family.
Well, my parents originally come from Scotland. They were born on the east coast of Scotland, in the Kingdom of Fife, which I think is still the only kingdom in the country, which
really?
Is interesting.
Yeah.
And then they moved down because of work, and they now, my dad's now a civil servant with the RPA, and is doing stuff with that. Whereas my mum now works for Lloyds Bank. She's working in Newport, whereas my dad's in either Reading or Exeter, but he's based in Exeter now.
Hmm. Can you tell me what RPA stands for?
That's the Rural Protection Agency. They pay farmers for having the land and caring for it and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So that's what brought the whole family down this
work
way.
Initially. They both used to work for Lloyds TSB before it separated again recently. And my mum's stuck with the bank, but my dad moved on. Oof, how long ago was that? 10 years ago, maybe a little bit less than that, but around that time.
Yeah. So, for a good part of your life, that he's been working for the RPA.
I mean, I honestly can't say because I can't think,
exactly when it was
switched, a decent chunk of it. I haven't been around for that long.
No. So, you said already your home is in Undy, and for the listeners, Undy is how far away from Caldecott?
2 miles at most, but obviously, because you've got Caldecott as kind of the larger town.
Yeah.
You've got Roggett, where it's Severn Tunnel Junction and the train station is.
Yeah.
And then further away, going towards Bristol, you have Maker and Undy, which were two separate villages, but over time have grown and kind of merged together.
And something about your home. Is it the home that your parents moved into when they came here, or is
they've been for the entire time that they've been in Wales. That's where they've lived.
Their home. And it's a house.
Yes, it's a. sorry. It's a detached 4-bedroom.
Modern building. So how have you spent your evenings, or you know, what social activities have you been involved in? Maybe when you were younger, maybe in the area, or maybe you've come to Caldecott for... Can you talk a bit about those sort of things?
I've come to Caldecott for school, and very occasionally, you know, meeting people from school and so on. When I was younger, before I was at secondary school, I used to go down to my local primary school for the youth club in the evening. I can't remember how long I went there, a year or two, something like that. and then I also used to be part of the Beavers for a year, maybe. I don't remember much of it. It kind of fell apart, reformed with the Beavers.
And based in Dundee.
Actually, is that officially in Mega? I think that's officially in Mega.
Yeah, it's close to home.
That's all in there. And then it was later in the Scouts. And I was in the Scouts for a while. Well, for the entire period that you can be in the Scouts for. And I've forgotten what the ranks are called. But I was in charge of a troop.
Yeah.
I think troop lead, something like that. And what else have I done in those sort of things? When I was in secondary school, I went to the youth club at the local Baptist church down in the village square in that's in Mega. But I went there as kind of a helper. So I was there and was just kind of mostly just I attended it, and then I kind of got a little bit too old for it. I was going through secondary, so I was there who was someone who could kind of, you know, be slightly relied upon. I wasn't anything official. Sort of showed up and helped out when I felt like it.
And you mentioned primary school in Andy.
Yes,
in Andy.
Yes.
So can you say something about the school, what the school is like, what the building's like? Is it an old building, a new building?
The actual building will be fairly new. It's not, you know, I don't know when it was built, but it doesn't look like it's been something that's been there for yonks. But they, whilst I was there, they built a nursery outbuilding that went into kind of the infants playground. The school's like 5 minutes down the hill from where I live. It's really close, which I think is part of the reason that my parents moved there. Because it's so easy access to get to a school. So this nursery building was built whilst I was there, when I was in infants. I can't remember what year, but I remember going out and having to, as one of our tasks for one of our art lessons, was to draw the new nursery building. It was not a good piece of art. It's never been a good piece of art for me. But that was a thing that happened. And then later on, when I was in juniors, they they added some kind of jungle gym equipment to the junior playground at the back. Then also fenced us in, because it used to open out onto the field where like the sports day was held, and that was just a clean open bit. But because they added all the jungle gym things, they had some vandalism, so they introduced a fence and a gate around the junior field. Which then, of course, meant in the summer months, you stopped getting, well, no, you didn't stop getting the mad surge, but it used to be less, you know, it's less spread out because it's all condensed into one gate of one of the teachers walking down to the field saying that it's dry enough, and then all the kids just tearing on, which was...
But the surge is filtered through the gate.
Filtered through the gate now, now the kids actually have a chance of getting injured. So good job, school!
So the school, can you tell me about the school? I mean, obviously you were there for the whole of your primary years, so maybe classrooms were different, and the teaching different, you know, depending on the age. I mean, how far back can you remember? Can you remember the first day at school?
First day at school. I think probably the first thing of my education that I can remember at Undy Primary School would have been when we had kind of a show and tell day. So you brought in all your kind of creature comforts sort of things that I think it was that when you were like a baby, that's what you had to help you get to sleep. Obviously it could still be stuff that you maybe used at that time.
Yeah.
And I remember I brought in a little blanket called Cozy.
A little black, say that.
Blanket.
Blanket, yeah.
Which are called Cozy because it was cozy.
So what year do you think you were in?
That's reception. Yes, that's right at the very beginning. When I would have been four or five. And I remember it got hung up on, like, there was a sort of display wall of everyone's things, which things were put up on. And I remember throughout the day, I just couldn't resist and I pulled it down. My earliest memory about the school would be when I was, I don't know, maybe one. We were taking my brother down and it was raining and I was sitting in the pram with my mother pushing, and I was lovely and warm and had the cover over, and I was looking up at her, laughing at her as she was getting rained on and getting wet. That's all I remember.
That's quite an early memory.
Yes.
And the classrooms, I mean, how can you remember how big the classes were?
Classes would have been about 30 children to a class. We had... like two teachers per, so we had like two classes per year.
Yeah.
So 60 kids in reception, and then obviously stuck them. As we got into year five, I think we had a bit of it in year four and year six. The classes, I've no idea why, because obviously I was too young to actually be told anything. These were just things that happened. The classes were split and merged. We had, I think, a year four and year five merged class. And then the classes kind of got jumbled about in year five, and I kind of understand why they did that, so that we actually, because you went through the education as two groups of 30, you didn't know who the other people were. They were people in the other class, other than that. So by mixing us together a bit, you got to know the people, so that when you went off to comp, to secondary school, you had 60 people, roughly, if you all went to the same place, who you would know and be able to talk to and so on. And that mix up, I think they changed it again when we went into year six.
So did it mean that the ages were mixed, or just that the two...
Yes, the two classes were split by age. And I don't remember which one. I must have been in the... Yeah, I was in the younger one, because I was born in March. So I don't
remember. By age meaning the first half of an academic year and the second half.
Yes, yeah, that kind of.
Yeah. So the classrooms themselves, it's a long time since I was in school. So what facilities did the classrooms have? Desks, chairs, what the teacher would learn, used to?
We had whiteboards, I think, as we went into year five and year six, we kind of got projectors and smart boards. However, the smart boards were useless and never worked. I think both year five and year six had the smart boards, but they just were a bit temperamental. In terms of the stuff, we used to have desks with drawers underneath the, you know, just runners and sliding out the drawers that had all your kind
so
of
so your own drawer.
Yes, you had because you kind of had your seat. In year five, I remember we had kind of merged, like I think all the tables were merged, but in year five I think they didn't have the runners. We had just a sort of collective box of pens and pencils and so on in the middle. I think we started to get encouraged to bring our own pencil case at that time as well, because again that's kind of developing us and moving us on for secondary school.
Did you have homework in primary school?
Yes. What it consisted of, I can't really tell you, other than it would be, here's a worksheet, go through the worksheet on the weekend. You never got it midweek. It was always, I seem to remember, it was always like a homework on Friday. Sort of thing.
Yeah.
They did try to give us homework more frequently in year six and possibly in year five as well, as again a sort of you're going to be expected to do more work in comprehensive school than secondary school, so do more work. but that petered out.
Was the homework assessed? Were you given some feedback on homework?
It was marked.
It was marked.
I don't think we really ever got like, obviously you wouldn't give a kid of that age write an essay, but I don't think we really got ever sort of write an essay homework. We maybe got like reading comprehension things. But again, that's still right and wrong answers. There was no, I don't think there was any kind of interpretation to it, so I'm not sure how much feedback we got, or it was just, that's right, that's wrong, there's your school.
And did you have any tests as such?
Yes, we used to have spelling tests, and I used to be, and that actually sorted us into kind of literacy group, sort of like it was called Read Write Ink or something like that was what it was called, and that was stuff to improve your literacy and your reading. However, they did it based on these tests, these spelling tests, which is all well and good unless you can spell perfectly fine until someone starts timing you and tells you this is a spelling test, which was me. So I did awfully in the spelling test, went to the supposed correct class and did it really easily because I knew the stuff and I could spell perfectly fine. It was just, for some reason, I just kind of locked up and messed up. It may also have been my handwriting, I don't know. But
And what year do you think that was in?
That was later. That was year five and year six. Was it just year five?
Not long before. I'm not sure about the numbers. What year do you leave the school?
You leave the school at year six. You have 7 years of primary. Reception is the first. And then you have 1 to 6. And then you go into secondary school, where you go from year 7 to year 11.
Yeah.
Year 10 and 11 is where you do your GCSEs. And then you either go off to college or if your school provides it, you have a sixth form kind of attached, which Caldecott does. And that's year 12 and year 13.
Thanks for that. So so when you left that school, which was just down the road, you came to Caldecott Comprehensive School. Called Caldecott College, I think.
No, it's Caldecott, it was called Caldecott Comprehensive School. They recently changed the name when I was in sixth form, to Caldecott School.
Caldecott School, right. And you came to the school when you were 11, presumably?
Yes, yeah. That was 2010.
Can you remember the early days of coming to the school? Did you come... Some schools bring you in the summer before the start of term. Did you go?
We had, before you went, like properly went, I think when you were still in year six.
Yeah.
You had kind of a couple of days where you went in and set up like your logins on the computer system and things like that. And I think you got some... like CAT tests. I don't think they were CAT tests, but kind of simple tests to put you into form groups and figure out your sets and your classes and so on. And then year seven always starts early. You always get a day off. I think it just being year seven, there might be sixth formers in as well, but... yeah, you get that day for just being year seven where you go, where you go as your form group and you kind of go around the school, you get shown around the school, your kind of integration stuff.
And what was your impression when you went around that school?
It was big, very big, because it had Greyhill Castle and Deepweir, which were the three buildings which are now all knocked down because we've got the new school. Greyhill had two floors, Castle had three, and Deepweir had two. And, you know, it was kind of like you got given the timetable and you had to figure out which building and which floor it was on, because if it was, for instance, C32 was what you were in, that meant you were in Castle, because C... the third floor and the second room. but all the doors had signs on them for what room they were.
Yeah, but finding your way to the door is the trick. Yeah, yeah. And how did you feel about coming to the school? Did you feel, the following day all 1,000 pupils or whatever it is came into the school?
Yes.
So did you feel a bit sort of overwhelmed by that, or how did you feel?
Oh, I mean, I must have been nervous. I can't really remember because it was a decent chunk of time ago. You don't move to a new school, a new bigger thing, and feel perfectly fine about it. There's no no way that you do. I remember the first day. That where it was just year sevens going in. I got on the bus because it was still the normal bus, because the school runs bus services for the kids in its catchment area, which included Undy. And I remember not knowing where the bus stop was, even though my brother told me. I was like, I think it's here. And the bus pulled up. Oh, okay, it's good. Okay, good. I got in, went off down the hill. And then a kid got on the bus at the bottom of Penny Farthing Lane, by the bus stop that's there, which isn't a stop for the bus. The stop for the bus is further up, is a little bit back and further up the hill, which is where we're supposed to get on. So this kid got on it, you know. Later he became, you know, one of my good friends who I still talk to. But yes, I still kind of remember him as the kid that got on the bus at the wrong stop.
Yeah, yeah.